The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 10th Chapter, Text Number 3, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on June 18th, 1973, in Mayapur, India.
Translation: Maharaj Yudhishthir, after being enlightened by what was spoken by Bhishma Deva and Lord Sri Krishna, the infallible, engaged himself in matters of perfect knowledge, because all his misgivings were eradicated. Thus he ruled over the earth and seas, and was followed by his younger brothers.
So, here is a responsible monarch, Maharaj Yudhishthira. It is not that some rascal gets some horse and somehow or other he sits on the president's chair and secretly doing all nonsense. Just like your President Nixon is now detected so many things. The monarchy was not like that. Yet it is clearly said, pravitya vijnana vidhita vibhram. Vijnana vidhita. Maharaj Yudhishthira was thinking that for me so many people have been killed, so I have become very, very much sinful. I am not fit for sitting on the throne. Such a responsible throne. But his misgivings were dissipated by the words of Bhishma. Bhishma, his authority. Next to Krishna, Bhishma is one of the authorities. There are 12 authorities. Shambhu, Narada, Shambhu, Kopila, Kumara, Manu, Prahlada, Bhishma, Janata. They are the authorities of piety, religion. There are Mahajana, Jina, Gatasya, Pantha. We cannot decide what is actually piety, religion. But if we follow Mahajan, great authorities, then certainly we are unmistakable. So, Yudhishthira Maharaj, now of all the Pandavas, along with Krishna, they have come to Bhishma Deva for taking his last instruction. He was lying on the bed of arrows for death. His father's benediction was that Bhishma Deva would not die unless he desires to die. He was a very avowed brahmachari, truthful. And Bhishma Deva recommended in the Rajasya Yagya that Krishna is greater brahmachari than me. Although I am brahmachari, but Krishna is greater brahmachari. Why? That I am brahmachari, I have avoided association of women. But Krishna, he was young boy and he had so many young girls' friends, still he was not sexually agitated. He is the greatest brahmachari. That is the recommendation given by Bhishma Deva. When Shishupal was criticizing Krishna, Bhishma then supported Krishna that what kind of brahmachari I am. He is greater brahmachari than me. I think I could not save myself keeping myself amongst the young girls. No. But Krishna can do so. He is real brahmachari. So, therefore, his another name is Achyuta. Never falls down. Infallible. Every living entity is fallible. Only Krishna, the Supreme Personality of God, and Brahma is fallible. What to speak of others? Demigod. Brahma was attracted by seeing the beauty of his daughter. Lord Shiva was fallible when he saw the beauty of Mohini Murti. So what to speak of others? And Indra, Chandra, they are all fallible. Only Krishna is infallible. All others fallible. Therefore, pravitta vijnana bhismaktam atha achyutoktam. Achyuta. Krishna was addressed by Arjuna in the battlefield, Achyuta. Senaya ruhayar madde ratasthapaya me Achyuta. Achyuta. Achyuta means he was addressing Krishna as Achyuta because he was feeling little hesitation that Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, has voluntarily accepted the position of my driver. And I have to ask him, Mr. Driver, please take me there. I have to order him. And he has to carry. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, has taken the subordinate position of carrying order of Arjuna. Therefore, he purposely addressed him, Achyuta, my dear friend Krishna, don't mind, I am ordering you, but you have promised to carry out my order. You are infallible, so kindly do not take into my order. This every word used in Shastra has got so deep meaning. Senaya rivar madde ratasthapa, he could address him, Krishna. No, Achyuta. You are correct to your promise, always. And again, another place, Krishna says, Kuntiya pratijani hi, Nami bhakta pranasati. Krishna asked Arjuna that you declare to the world that my devotees will never be vanquished. Why Krishna asking Arjuna to declare? He could declare. He could declare. But the meaning is that sometimes for the sake of his devotee, he breaks his promise. For the sake of his devotee. Just like Bhishma. Bhishma promised Krishna, tomorrow either your friend Arjuna will die. I am determined now. Or you have to break your promise. Because Krishna said, I will not fight. But when Arjuna was practically devastated by the arrows of Bhishma, he fell down, his chariot broke, everything shattered. Now Krishna saw, now Arjuna is going to die. So immediately Krishna took the wheel of the chariot and went to the front of Bhishma Now you stop, otherwise I will kill you. So this is fighting. So Bhishma saw, now Krishna has broken his promise, I stop. So, to keep the promise of Bhishma, that Bhishma promised, either Arjuna will die or Krishna will have to break your promise. Two things. So Krishna said, yes, I am breaking my promise. Don't kill Arjuna. Therefore, for the sake of devotee, he sometimes breaks his promise. But if his devotee promises, I shall do it, Krishna will give him all protection. Yes, it must be done. In all circumstances, it must be done. This is Krishna. If his devotee promises something, that this must be done, Krishna gives all protection. Therefore, here it is stated, ajitāśraya. You cannot be successful without being ajitāśraya. Ajita. Ajita means Krishna. Nobody can conquer him. Ajita. Jita means conquer. Nobody is there who can conquer Krishna. But Krishna also can be conquered by his devotees. Just like the gopis, they conquered Krishna. Krishna, accepted that, my dear gopis, the service which you have rendered, I cannot repay. You have conquered me. There is no possibility of my repaying you, your service. You better be satisfied with your service, that's all. So Krishna's name is Ajita, Achyuta. These are Krishna's different names. So, Maharaj Yudhisthira, not that here I am getting the opportunity of becoming a prime minister or president, let me jump over, like monkey. Not like that. He was convinced by the instruction of Bhishma Dev, by the instruction of Achyuta, when he saw that if I sit down on the throne to rule over the world, I'll be right in my position. That is Maharaj Yudhisthira. Not only Maharaj Yudhisthira, all the kings who was emperor of the world, they are of the same nature. Therefore they were called Rajarshi. Imang Rajarshayo Vidu, Imang Parampara Praptam. Rajarshi. The Bhagavad Gita is meant for the Rajarshis, king, but they are saintly persons. Therefore they are called Rajarshi, Raja and Rishi, both combined. Rajarshi. So all the kings in those days, they were all Rajarshis, not this rascal president. So, Maharaj Yudhisthira ruled over the earth. Now it is clearly stated, paridhupantam, up to the limit of the seas. That means all the seas, the Atlantic Ocean and the Pacific Ocean, the biggest oceans, the Indian Ocean, that means the whole world. Here is the proof that formerly the emperors in Hastinapur, Maharaj Yudhisthira, he ruled over the whole world. There was only one flag. That is also stated. Up to the time of Maharaj Parikshit, there was no division. The whole world was Bharatvarsha. And the emperor of Hastinapur they rule over. Paridhipantam. Anujanu Bhartita. He was not alone. His brothers, Arjun, Bhim, Nakul, Sahadev, great fighters, great commander-in-chiefs, generals, they were at his command. Anujanu Bhartita. Whatever Maharaj Yudhishthira will order, otherwise how could he manage such great empire? He had generals and commander-in-chief like Arjuna and Bhim, indefatigable. Nobody could conquer Arjuna or Bhim also. Maharaj Yudhishthira personally, he did not fight. His brothers were sufficient to fight for himself. As in the battlefield of Kurukshetra, he was not fighting, but his brother, Arjuna and Bhim, was fighting. So, very quick, Maharaj Yudhishthira completely, scientifically, vijnana vidhuta. Vijnana means scientific. Jnana and vijnana. Jnana means ordinary knowledge. And vijnana means practical knowledge. Just like in science, BSc, one has to pass the theoretical examination and practical examination. Without passing practical examination, theoretical you may know hydrogen and oxygen makes water. Now, in the laboratory, you have to pass the examination how to transform into water two gases, hydrogen and air. This is vijnana. So, he eradicated his ideas. He was thinking that he was wrong. So, when everything was clearly explained by Bhishma Dev, vijnana vidhuta vibhrama, scientific. The sentiment in the shastras, there is no question of sentiment. In the Vedic knowledge, everything is vijnana vidhuta vibhrama. Education means to purify the knowledge. Because we are all born animals. Abodha jata. Abodha, abodha means one who has no knowledge. The animals, children, they have no knowledge. Just like we'll see the behavior of small children and household cats and dogs, their behavior is almost the same. No distinction. Because in that stage, everyone is abodha jata, born fools and restless. But the animals, there is no chance of educating them. Whereas human children, there is chance of educating them. Therefore, in the human society, there are educational institutions children are sent there for education and they become learned scholars later on. And if they are fortunate, by good education, they become vijnana vidhuta vibhrama. Vijnana vidhuta vibhrama. By instruction of high personalities, Mahajana jina gata sapanthya. Bhishma is also one of the Mahajan, great authority. So, this is the position of Maharaj Yudhishthira, that completely being confident, completely being freed from all ignorance, then he sat on the throne. Just imagine, what is the position of this monarch and these rascal, so-called presidents. Sanatana Goswami presented himself, Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami. Both of them presented themselves before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as neech jati. Neech means lowest, lowest grade jati, born. But actually, they were born of very high grade Brahmana family of Karnat. But why they presented themselves as neech jati? Because that is explained in Bhakti Ratnakar, that because their behavior on account of mixing with the Mohammedan kings degraded, therefore they considered themselves as neech jati. That is confirmed by the Shastras. You may take birth in high Brahmana family, but by association and culture, if you become degraded, then you have to be designated as such degraded person. Not that you become degraded at the same time you keep yourself as Brahmana. That is not possible. Jashahi jat lakhanam sha varnabhi banjakam. In the Shastra it is said that there are symptoms of varna. Just like in the Bhagavad Gita, you will find the symptoms. Who is a Brahman? So these are the symptoms. Satta sama dama tidikha ajava jnanam vijnanam astikam brahma karma sabhavajam. So, if you don't find these symptoms, then how one can become Brahman? That is not possible. Therefore, in our Krishna consciousness movement, we are trying to develop the symptoms of Brahman, not by birth, to educate them how to become samadhamma, titikha, ardhava. So therefore, you should know that you are not born in the Brahmana family. It may not be very hard word, but actually it is mlecha javanas. Mlecha javanas means the cow flesh eaters, meat eaters. They are called mlecha javanas. Especially mlecha means cow eaters. So you are coming from the mlecha javanas family, but you are being accepted as Brahmana. Why? For the symptoms. You are being trained up to acquire the symptoms, samadhamatitikta. If you think that now I have got the sacred thread, I have become victorious. No. You must always examine yourself whether I am possessing all the symptoms. Otherwise, here, no, good. Simply by a thread, it do not become. Sutram eva hi dijattam. There's a Kali Yuga, it is said, a sutram. Sutram means this thread. If somewhere or other one gets this thread, he'll think himself he has become Brahman. No. To become Brahmana is not so easy thing. One must acquire all these qualities. Sama, dama, titikha, arjava. Astikam, jnanam, vijnanam, brahma karma sabhava. Unless you must be always alert whether you are fixed in the symptoms, then you are qualified Brahman. Otherwise, you are again the same category as in India. Some of them, they are simply claiming to become Brahmana on account of being born in a Brahmana family. No. That is not this. Just like Rupa Goswami, Sanatana. Actually, They are born in Brahmana family, but they knew that we have lost our culture due to association with the Mohammedans, always. Therefore, he presented himself, Neech Jati. Neech Jati, Neech Karma, Neech Sangi. If we deteriorate in our symptoms of Brahmana, then that is not Brahmana, that is not qualified Brahmana. Therefore, it is a vijnana. Vijnana viduta vibhrama. Everyone is uneducated. Everyone is born rascal and fool. He should be enlightened, elevated by vijnana viduta. Vijnana viduta vibhrama. This can be achieved when one is interested in the matter of self-realization. If one is interested. Atma-tattva. Parabhavastava-dabodhajat. Javanna-jigyan-satam-atma-tattam. If one is not interested in understanding his identification, what he is, Kiyami kena more jape tapatva. As Sanatana Goswami presented himself before Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and his question was, kya? Tad vijnanartham gurumeva abhigacche. Strictly according to Vedic principle. Sanatana Goswami approached the spiritual master, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, tad vijnanartham. What is that? What I am? To understand this, tad-vijnanartham, jnātma-tattam, self-realization. So, to become a disciple of his spiritual master, unless there is awakening of this knowledge, to know what I am, there is no need of making a show, accepting a spiritual master. There is no need. Tasmād gurum prapaddita jigyāsu śreya uttama. For whom guru is needed? Guru, spiritual master, is not a farce. Then let me have a guru, nice guru, then I become perfect. And if you do not follow the instruction of guru, first of all you must have a bona fide guru. And if you follow, then your life is perfect. The two things must be correct. The guru must be correct and the disciple must be correct. Then the business will be correct. Either of them, if guru is incorrect or the disciple is incorrect, there will be no action. So, therefore Bhagavad says, Tasmād gurum prapaddeta jigyāsu śreya uttamam. Who shall approach? Tad-vijnanartham sa guru meva vigacche, according to Vedic instruction. Everyone should approach a guru. But who is that everyone? One who is jigyasu, athāta brahma jigyasa. One who is inquisitive to understand what I am. Am I this body or something else? That is beginning of spiritual instruction. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita, the first instruction to Arjuna was to know that beyond this body there is the soul. Dehinasmin yatha dehi kaumanam jauvanam jara tatha dehantaram prapti dhirastat. The first instruction. The so-called spiritual institution, spiritual system, but they do not know that what he is, what they are, the bodily identification. Anyone who is bodily identified, there is no question of spiritual instruction. He is an ass. Jashyātma buddhi kunapi tithātate saeva gokhara. The first spiritual instruction is one must be convinced thoroughly, vigyāra vidhuta vibhrama, that he is not this body. I am not this body. Aham brahmasmi. This reality. I am spirit soul. I am part and parcel of the Supreme Brahma. Krishna is the Supreme Brahma. Parabrahma param dhāma bhuvitram paramam bhava. So, mamai vāgsa jīva bhūta. Krishna says, all the living entities, they are my part and parcel. So when the living entity understands that I am part and parcel of Krishna, Krishna is Parabrahma. So I am not Parabrahma, I am not the Supreme Brahma. Then Mayavad philosophy, they mistake this. Because I am Brahma, therefore I am Supreme Brahma. No. Supreme Brahma is Krishna. I am Brahma because I am part and parcel of the Supreme Brahma. Just like in your country in America, you are American, and the President Nixon is also American. Because you are American, therefore you are not President Nixon. That is askism. President Nixon is different. Similarly, because you are Brahma, that does not mean you are Parabrahma. Parabrahma is Krishna. There must be distinction between the Parabrahma and the individual Brahma. This is Dvaitavad philosophy. And the Mahabharata philosophy, they say, because Parabrahma is Brahma, I am also Brahma, therefore we are one. No. You are one qualitatively. Brahma, as Brahma you are one. But as Parabrahma and Brahma you are different. This is Achinta Bhedave, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's philosophy. Simultaneously one and different. As Brahma, we are one. But as Parabrahma, Vibhu and Anu, the Supreme is Vibhu, all-powerful. I am Anu. Infinite simat, infinite and infinite simat. So, Maharaj Yudhisthira, when he was firmly convinced of his position, then he took charge of ruling over the whole world. Just like at the present moment, India is a small tract of land, and that is also being divided now. Bangladesh has gone out, Pakistan has gone out. Someday some other province will go, not last. It's the whole world. He took charge of ruling over the whole world. Sasasagam Indra Iva. Indra. Indra is the king of heaven, heavenly planets. So, as Indra is powerful, and nobody can. Even Indra is never defeated. Sometimes there is fight between the Devasura, Asura and Deva. But when there is fight between the Deva and Asura, Deva means the demigod, and Asura means the atheist class. They are always existing, the atheist class. Two classes are men, atheist class and theist class. Vishnu bhakta bhavet daiva, asurastad viparjaya. Those who are devotees of Lord Vishnu, Vaishnava, they are demigods. And anyone else, all demons, except Vaishnava, everyone is a demon. You can say, I am the devotee of Lord Shiva, how can I be the demon? Yes, you are demon. Because Ravan was a great devotee of Lord Shiva, but he is described as a demon, Rakshas. Hiranyakashipu was a great devotee of Lord Brahma, still he is described as Rakshas, demon. Anyway, so this is the way. And here it is said, Sasasva Gam, Indra Iva. Indra. Indra, the demigods, they are always protected by Vishnu. Always protected. Whenever there is fight between the demigods and the demons, Lord Vishnu takes the side of the demigod. Therefore, Indra is Ajita Asraya. He is confident that I am protected by Lord Vishnu, Ajita. Similarly, Maharaj Yudhishthir also, when he was assured that I am also protected by Krishna, I am also enlightened by the instruction of Bhishma, my brothers, such big brothers, Bhim, Arjuna, they will follow my instruction. In this way, when everything was in complete, vijnana viduto vibhrama, then he accepted the throne. This is monarchy. This is king. Thank you.